This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The World Health Organization today released a new list of official medical conditions, and this new list, for the first time, includes gaming disorder, when people obsessively play video and computer games. Now, this is a mental health story, a public health resource story, and a big entertainment industry story. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Anu Anand, is following this from London. Good morning to you, Anu.
Hi, David.
So, what is gaming disorder?
You know that reaction when you've played a video game, I can't put it down? That's basically it in a nutshell. There's no drugs, no substances involved, but it's when gaming takes precedence over other normal activities. So when it affects a person's sleep, their diet, their exercise, maybe their relationships, when that gamer also cannot control the behavior. So the World Health Organization says it has to have happened over at least a year. But experts say, you know, there are millions of gamers around the world, and this probably only applies to a small percentage.
All right, but need we even remind people that this stuff is very big business?
It is indeed. Around the world, you're talking about roughly 2.5 billion people who are playing video games, digital and mobile games, and the annual revenue for the entire industry is expected to grow 31% to $180 billion within 3 years, so by 2021.
So the World Health Organization puts gaming disorder on a list. Why is that in itself important?
Well, the document they're putting it into, the International Classification of Diseases, that's kind of a public health bible. It sets the international standard for what is a condition or what is a disease, what's the definition. Here in the UK, because we have a public health system which follows these guidelines, the National Health Service here in Britain might now treat gaming disorder.
Maybe insurance companies in the U.S.?
Exactly. If it is classified as an official thing, then gamers might actually go looking for help. And yes, insurance companies might actually cover it.
But the definition is controversial. Not everyone agrees that it's the right thing to classify excessive gaming as a disorder.
That's right. Some experts are saying, look, gaming is just a symptom. It's not a condition by itself. So if you've got a child or an adult who is spending hours and hours gaming, they're lying, sneaking away from homework, you know, neglecting eating and socializing, it might well be a sign of anxiety and depression, and they're just finding some kind of comfort in gaming. And one expert was making the point that understanding the kind of game that someone is gravitating towards is really important if we're going to understand why someone would get addicted to it.
The BBC's Anu Anand in London. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.
And you can hear an early edition of the Marketplace Morning Report with Anu in our podcast feed every day.